From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings another portion of his third message in an intensive study of the book of Romans. In this epistle, the Apostle Paul presents the fullest exposition of the gospel to be found anywhere in the New Testament. But before entering into his subject, Paul addressed the Roman Christians in the longest salutation to be found in any of his letters, a full 7 verses. Here he took time to express the threefold impact the gospel of Christ had had upon his life. As Dr. Cairns has been explaining, Paul viewed himself as a bondservant of Christ, an indication of his humility. Then Paul recognized that Christ himself had called him to be an apostle. This was his honor. Finally, Paul regarded himself as separated unto the gospel of God. This was the message which had saved him, and throughout his ministry he would preach nothing else. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called A Soul Possessed by the Gospel. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Listen for the Signal. The text is 2 Samuel 5 and verse 24. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. There are signs of the Lord's moving which should move us. The Spirit of God blows where he listeth, and we hear the sound thereof. Then is the time for us to be more than ever astir. We must seize the golden opportunity and make the most we can of it. It is ours to fight the Philistines at all times, but when the Lord himself goes out before us, then we should be specially valiant in the war. The breeze stirred the tops of the trees, and David and his men took this for the signal for an onslaught, and at their advance the Lord himself smote the Philistines. Oh, that this day the Lord may give us an opening to speak for him with many of our friends. Let us be on the watch to avail ourselves of the hopeful opening when it comes. Who knows but this may be a day of good tidings, a season of soul winning. Let us keep our ear open to hear the rustle of the wind and our minds ready to obey the signal. Is not the promise, "Then shall the Lord go out before thee," a sufficient encouragement to play the man? Since the Lord goes before us, we dare not hold back.
Yeah.
A desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
How could Paul, believing the sort of thing I've been talking about, how could Paul simply say, oh yeah, I believe the gospel? You know the way people do today? Oh yeah, I believe John 3:16. John 3:16 trips off the end of her tongue and it makes no more impact on us than if we were saying the little nursery rhyme, Three Blind Mice. But Paul couldn't talk of it that way. Paul couldn't talk of the gospel in that glib, meaningless way. He couldn't trip off the words of great truth without his whole heart being involved. Listen, this is life for me. This is my eternity. This is heaven for me. I'm not in the dunghill. I'm on the throne with Christ. And that thrilled his heart. Gripped his soul. Was the honor that he lived with riveted him. God grant that will do the same for you and me. But then he spoke of himself as separated unto the gospel of God. And those who have ever studied any Greek will understand immediately why I say this speaks of Paul's horizons. The verb that is translated separated, and properly so, gives us the English word horizon. It means marked off by bounds. Now, in English, and understand I'm talking first about the English, in English, horizon means the line where sky and earth appear to meet. I don't think I'm pushing Paul's meaning too far when I say that in Christ and his gospel, they really do meet. Where does heaven meet earth? In Christ. Where does God meet a sinner? In Christ. That's the whole force of the truth that Paul will deal with later in this book in chapter 5 when he gets into the doctrine of reconciliation. But there's another meaning of the word horizon, and this is much more in keeping with the Greek text. We can link the two languages here. In English, horizon is used figuratively to denote the limits of our mental perception of our experience of our interest. Now, this is precisely Paul's meaning. I am separated unto the gospel of God. The gospel sets the boundaries for my thinking, for my believing, for my preaching, and for my living. I am separated unto the gospel. I will teach nothing else. When he went to Corinth, he said, I will know nothing among you save Christ and him crucified. Or, as it may well be translated, I will make nothing known among you. I will preach nothing among you. I will teach nothing but the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm separated unto the gospel. I will be true to the gospel. Whatever the cost. It is easy for us to say that, although even very often we don't live up to it. I was reading just last night the story of a Kenyan pastor back, must have been in the 1950s. Certainly back sometime when the Mau Mau were carrying out their terrorist attacks in Kenya. And they smashed their way into the home of a man they knew to be a pastor of the local Christian church. They gave him an ultimatum. You renounce Christ and the gospel or you die. He said, I will never renounce Christ. I will never renounce the gospel. They took him outside. They put a noose around his neck. They threw the rope over the branch of a tree. And they pulled it just so that his feet were barely touching the ground. Just enough to prolong the agony as long as they could. When hours had passed, they came back and they said, "You can live if you will deny Christ." He said, "I will never, never deny Christ or his gospel." They said, "Then you'll die." And they murdered him on the spot. I got a letter from a high school, of all things, in India. A high school. Where, in order to graduate, every student had to face reality. Be able to say, because he could be called on to fulfill it, "I am willing to die for Jesus Christ. By his grace, I will never betray him." That was Paul's meaning. "I have been separated unto the gospel. I will never do anything to hinder the spread of the gospel. I will live in the light of the gospel, and I will be governed by this gospel." Separated unto the gospel, it will govern my faith. By the gospel, I will judge truth and error. By the gospel, I will judge every opinion of men. By the gospel, I will judge every professed message and movement of God. Professed, I say. And you know, when you do that, there are movements of revival across this country, so-called revival. When you judge them by the gospel, you have to say they're either of the flesh or of the devil. When people say they're in revival and deny the Holy Trinity. When people say they're in revival and say, instead of three persons in the Trinity, in the words of Benny Hinn, since at least half retracted, "Oh, there are nine of them." When people say they're in revival and there's never been one single message on justifying grace in Jesus Christ, or the imputation of his righteousness, or the meaning of propitiation, or any other substantive message or doctrine of the gospel, tell me, when you judge those things by the gospel, are they movements of God? Are they messages of God? I think not. Paul says, "I'm separated unto the gospel. I don't care what appearances are. I don't care what people think. I don't care how other people judge it. Let me judge it by the gospel." The gospel governs my faith. The gospel governs my fellowship. I'm separated. And I would to God that all our fundamentalist churches would grasp this. Separation is not only from something, it is mostly unto something. To separate and separate and separate and separate and separate and keep on separating only means you get into a smaller and smaller and smaller group of bigots. Unless you're separating unto Christ. We go forth outside the camp unto Christ. And if it's not unto him and his gospel, then it's not biblical separation whatsoever. But how did Paul come to decide when he should separate and when he shouldn't separate? He says in Ephesians 5 verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Now there's how you separate. But reprove them. If anything does not gel with this gospel, now don't misunderstand me here. I'm not asking that everybody suddenly is able to dot every theological I and cross every theological T that I hold. I'm not doing that at all. When we get down to the essentials, the cardinal essentials of the gospel, anything that doesn't gel with it, separate. That's it. Separate. Do you remember what Paul says in chapter 16 of Romans, verse 17? Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. Mark the people who want to have separation contrary to the gospel. It is a sickening thing when you look at the state of the Church of Christ today. You will find that battling pastors, battling Christians are usually battling other Christians. And the devil's crowd goes scot-free. I'm not called to separate from everybody because I don't like the look of them. Or they don't particularly like me, although how that could be, I mean, I know it's hard to understand, but it happens. You know, that's not a ground for separation. Somebody didn't look at me when I walked up the aisle. Somebody said something to me that hurt my feeling. Man, get a grip of yourself. We're not babies, are we, in the cause of Christ? And we separate and we separate and we separate for nothing. When what ought to be binding us together is the gospel. Listen, I don't want you coming here to meet around me. I don't want you coming to this church to meet around our music program. I don't want you coming to this place simply for any program or anything that we can do. I want you here to see Christ and His gospel, and let us meet and separate unto the gospel. And the day that this church forsakes the gospel, get out as fast as your two legs will carry you. This governs my fellowship. And it governs my footsteps. And here I'll have to cut it short, because this is a very simple way of summing up, you know, most of Paul's life. I want to live by the gospel. I'm so possessed by this message that God met a guilty sinner, pardoned all my sins, imputed to me the righteousness of Christ, clothed me in the garments of salvation and the robe of Christ's righteousness, accepted me in His beloved Son, made me a son of God, made me an heir of God, made me an equal heir of Christ. I'm so captivated by this that I'll go anywhere the Lord sends me to preach it. Do you know one thing I like about Paul? I hear preachers, and I preach through the life of Paul, so I know he wasn't perfect. But I'll repeat what I said then. I wish my mistakes were like Paul's mistakes. I wish my sins were like Paul's sins. What I find about Paul is this. I never find God wanting Paul to go anywhere and Paul not wanting to go. I find Paul wanting to go, 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 go. And the Lord saying, no, 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 go there. But Paul, he could see the need. He could see the world. He wanted to go. Later on in this very chapter, he said, I have tried to go, but I was let hitherto. Who do you think hindered him? It was the Lord hindered him. Later on in the book, he gives you another thing that hindered him. But we put it down to the devil. It had nothing to do with the devil. The devil would have had a hard job stopping Paul going preaching. Here was a man who was ready to go and preach it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.